Friday, April 8th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, today I want to cover two stories. Both deal with Christianity and free speech. The first out of Finland. A Finnish parliamentarian has been cleared of all charges after being accused of hate speech for expressing her biblical beliefs on marriage and sexuality. Alliance Defending Freedom International represented Finnish MP Päivi Räsänen. Räsänen said, "I am so grateful the court recognizes the threat to free speech and ruled in our favor. I feel a weight has been lifted off my shoulders after being acquitted. Although I am grateful for having this chance to stand up for freedom of speech, I hope this ruling will help prevent others from having to go through the same ordeal."
Yeah, it's an interesting country, isn't it? It's part of the Scandinavian bloc or the Scandinavian countries such as Denmark and Norway. And we know the history, the great Viking history from these countries. And secondly, what not many people know is there was a sweeping movement of the Reformation into the Scandinavian countries in terms of the German Reformation, which means it was Lutheranism, and this particular elected official is a Lutheran Christian, or a Christian who attends a Lutheran church. And by the way, the Lutheran church is still the state church. And of course, we know the history of the influence of the Roman Empire on Finland. And then, while the Soviet Union was not able to capture Finland, even though they tried in terms of the Soviet Socialist Republic, they were in a working relationship with them, yet Finland never embraced secular atheism. But they have clearly embraced the secular progressive and humanist revolution and therefore establishing now a secularist government. Thus, anything that speaks of biblical Christianity in opposition to things such as the LGBTQAI+ agenda becomes a form of hate speech. And there were a couple of premier cases in Finland. One is this elected official, and another was a Lutheran pastor, by the way. Well, both the Lutheran pastor and this official have been cleared, and their free speech has been affirmed. But the takeaway that you need to have is to understand that this secular, progressive, and sexual anarchist revolution is not looking to be accommodated. It's not looking to be tolerated. It's not looking to be granted a place at the table of the culture. It is demanding capitulation. It is a true revolution. The definition I've used is that revolutions demand that you condemn what you previously celebrated and you celebrate what you previously condemned. And the sexual revolution, as a significant motivating factor of the secular progressive movement that's internationally affirmed, and we see it moving with alacrity in the Scandinavian countries, has now, at least in the court system, the brakes have been tapped through the judicatory of Finland that has protected the free speech of this elected official. Tom, let me just say one more thing about that before we move to another story that's much closer to home. What's in Finland is not going to stay in Finland. It's going to come to America, and it's already here in America. Secondly, Christians are going to have to show up. They're going to have to stand up. They're going to have to speak up, and they have to do so graciously, but they have to do so courageously. And I'm grateful for every case that I see, such as this woman who said, and I quote her now, "I will not be silenced. I will be faithful to Christ." So a lesson can be learned from this elected official in terms of graciousness, patience, perseverance, and faithfulness, where she has said all along, paraphrasing somewhat, but the message was clear, "I will not be silenced. I will not succumb to abandon my convictions. I will be faithful to Christ. I will be faithful in what I say and what I do, how I say it, and how I do it." And a lesson can be learned from that demonstration in her life.
Harry, our second story is out of the Daily Citizen. Maggie DeJong, in her third year of a master's program for art therapy counseling at Southern Illinois University, was shocked recently to receive official emails from the school's administration ordering her to have no contact with three other graduate students in her program, either on or off campus. What was this Christian student guilty of? In an interview with the Daily Citizen, Tyson Langhofer, ADF senior counsel and director of the Center for Academic Freedom, told the paper that Maggie has been singled out at times by her professors and fellow students for criticism of her Christian beliefs, even telling her that her beliefs are wrong, insensitive, and contrary to the values of the program in which she is now enrolled.
So again, here is a student who by every account, and that includes her fellow students, by every account is gracious, is thoughtful, is responsive to questions, is not overbearing. She is just simply a consistent Christian. And when asked questions, she honors Christ, she shares what she believes. But she has become the object of suppression by the leadership of the school itself. Now remember, this is a public institution. That means a public institution has no right to abandon the Constitution. When something is being supported by the taxes of the citizens of this country, then that institution has to operate by the Constitution, and that means the Bill of Rights, and that means the First Amendment, which includes free speech and free practice of religion, which she was doing graciously, doing thoughtfully, and doing it winsomely. Interestingly, almost all of her fellow students have acknowledged that. This is clearly an overreach. Now, should she respond by legally staking out her freedoms? I believe she should, and I would appeal to the Apostle Paul. He did it on three different occasions. Now, why did he do that? And why should we affirm those Christians who stake out their legal rights to speak freely of Christ in the public square? Well, we do so not so much for ourselves. We do so for our friends and those who in the future are going to follow us. So when Paul asserted his rights as a Roman citizen in Philippi, it opened the door for the establishment of the church at Philippi. And read how effective that church was. So we're willing to suffer, and we expect to suffer for Christ, but that does not mean we do not seek to stake out in the public square not only a place for our voice, but a place for the voice of those who are around us and those who are going to come after us. So both of our news events, Tom, the one in Finland and now the Southern Illinois University, are all wonderful examples of believers seeking to be faithful, speaking up for Christ, doing so graciously, doing so thoughtfully, but doing so out of conviction and doing so with courage, and also taking the steps to secure their freedom. And it's not simply for themselves. They're willing to suffer for that. They already have. They've shown that. But what they're trying to do through an organization like the Alliance of Defending Freedom, what they're trying to do is to establish the place in the public square in order to engage in public theology as a Christian. And as a Christian, we must not segregate ourselves. We must not isolate ourselves. We must not withdraw. We must be engaged. And therefore, we have to be willing to suffer for being engaged in the public square with public theology. But we also can appeal to those who have gone before us and carved out the rights to speak up and speak out for Christ and reaffirm those not only for ourselves but for future generations as well.
If someone came up to you and said, I know you're a Christian, but tell me, explain to me exactly what you believe. Pastor teacher Harry Reeder says of the Apostles' Creed, it is the gift of God's provision to His church containing essential foundations of the faith once delivered to the saints as an instrument of discipleship, confession, and unity. Harry has developed a 20-part series on the Apostles' Creed that every believer ought to have as a part of their personal study. Know the Apostles' Creed, and you will always be able to share what you believe. To order your copy of this important series, go to briarwood.org/Apostles' Creed CD. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.